The views and opinions expressed on this show are purely the views and opinions of the person who made them, and do not necessarily reflect or agree with those of the show's commercial sponsors, its radio station affiliates, or internet broadcast platforms. As the restriction on our God-given right to free speech manifests itself throughout the world, we are inspired by Jesus Christ's immortal words, "And ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free." And we reserve the rights to all our words. Thank you, and now enjoy the show.
To learn who rules over you, simply find out who you are not allowed to criticise. You are listening to ACH, I'm Andy, your host, and on today's instalment of I'm Talking To You, originally recorded and broadcast on Tuesday, May the 13th, 2025, at achshow.com, I will be presenting a show entitled What Happened When Hitchcock Disobeyed Hitchcock's Law. And the time is 7:59 a.m. here in London, making it, 2:59 now, 3 a.m. on the east coast of America and midnight on the west coast of America. So welcome to wherever you are around the world. Okay, so this bonus show was made possible via a £20 donation from a kind supporter of the show, which means they not only provided the £15 I needed for a bonus show, but they have also put £5 in the kitty, which means I only need another £45 for another bonus show. So if you want to be part of that, the donate button is at the top of my website, achshow.com, and the rest is up to you. And for those of you expecting Dr. Peter Hammond today, as I said a couple of weeks ago, we've got a couple of weeks off because he's got some business to attend to. And so whenever he's away, I use that opportunity to get things done, like take Amanda to see my mother, things like that, every couple of months or so. So that is why he's not here today, but I'm expecting to reconvene with him next Tuesday. Okay, so back to the show title, What Happened When Hitchcock Disobeyed Hitchcock's Law. Hitchcock's Law is do not watch any mainstream film or television program made after 2013, as I have yet to see one that was any good, except for perhaps 2019's The Irishman, directed by Martin Scorsese. So how did I disobey Hitchcock's Law? Well, I bought for £16.99 off of eBay what looked like an official release of a Netflix television series called Mindhunter. I say looked like an official release, as the cover is very professional, but when I put the DVDs into my player, they came up as DVD-Rs, so they are obviously copies. Anyway, Mindhunter ran for two seasons in 2017 and 2019 respectively, and was apparently based upon the 1995 John E. Douglas book entitled Mindhunter: Inside the FBI's Elite Serial Crime Unit. I say apparently, as whilst there were numerous interviews with serial killers whose prison scene dialogues were taken from John E. Douglas's actual interview transcripts featured in his book, such as the prison scenes with Edmund Kemper, who was portrayed by the actor Cameron Britton in probably the best acting performance of the entire show, there were many other scenes I do not recall from Mr. Douglas's book, such as him going down on his girlfriend, which for some reason, best known to the producers of the show, was an essential part of the story. Another lead character in the series, Wendy Carr, is apparently based upon psychiatric forensic nurse researcher Anne Walbert Burgess, who according to her Wikipedia page has two sons and two daughters with her husband Alan. Yet, the Wendy Carr who portrays her in Mindhunter is a lesbian who treats the audience to a lengthy sex scene with a barmaid she hits on in a bar. Whilst I was watching the series, I couldn't believe how slow it was in a similar manner to 2014's True Detective and how much material I had to fast forward through as it bore absolutely no relevance to the John E. Douglas book Mindhunter inside the FBI's elite serial crime unit that the series not only took the title from but also claimed to have based the series upon. I suddenly realised I could put any episode of Criminal Minds up against any episode of Mindhunter and it would be a far more satisfactory watch. So after I finished the series, I watched an episode of Criminal Minds and was proven correct. Incidentally, this was from the show's fifth season, broadcast in 2009. And the reason I did this is Criminal Minds is the only other series I'm aware of that focuses on an FBI elite serial crime unit. So, in conclusion, never underestimate the mainstream media's ability to ruin anything they have produced after 2013, maybe even earlier. Funnily enough, Criminal Minds ran for 15 seasons, concluding in 2020, so it'll be interesting to see if this goes downhill, as I own the complete box set. And that is obviously something I am going to find out at some point. So that's Hitchcock's Law. After 2013, it's a bore. And a couple of points on the serial killer phenomenon. I find the entire concept of FBI serial killer profiling extremely dubious, as whilst its inclusion in films and television programs can be entertaining, when you read some of the actual profiles these FBI people come up with, these are extremely broad to the extent that it is doubtful how useful they would be to the detectives on the ground who are hunting these individuals. I'm also extremely sceptical about many individuals that have been identified as serial killers. One of the most famous, or infamous I should say, is Henry Lee Lucas, who claimed to have been responsible for over 200 murders, despite the fact he had a very low level of intelligence that begs the question, how could he have outwitted law enforcement even once, never mind hundreds of times? I also find it curious that Henry Lee Lucas was the only prisoner to have his death sentence commuted to life imprisonment during George W. Bush's term as governor of Texas. Could he have admitted to killings that members of the elite were responsible for and thus done them and the authorities a favour? I don't know, but most of these real-life serial killers are no Hannibal Lecter's folk. And my suspicious nature makes me question if a large part of the serial killer phenomenon was actually designed to pin lots of murders onto weird loners who wouldn't be missed when they were incarcerated. And one other thing, when I was listening back to my Tex Mars archive, he did a story about George Bush pardoning people, and he mentioned that the only person he ever pardoned was Henry Lee Lucas while he was governor of Texas. And he recalled a very sickening event where George Bush poked fun at a woman who wrote to him begging him not to execute her, a woman who'd become very involved in church activity in the prison. She was a model prisoner. The governor of the prison actually also supported her wish for clemency to have the death sentence reduced to life or imprisonment. So she had all the backing of the authorities at the prison and was apparently a model prisoner, and he started joking. She was saying, oh, please don't kill me, please don't kill me, thinking it was all real funny. That's the sort of scumbag this guy is. And so you think he wouldn't pardon her, but he would pardon someone who is accused of 200 to 300 murders. It doesn't make sense, does it? Well, maybe it does. Okay, so here's what I found of interest in the news since last week's show. Well, not last week's, Saturday's. So I've only got a handful of articles for you, but I think I've got ideas regarding them. So the first one, the Daily Mail were reporting on, well, I'll give you their headline. France blasts Russian fake news after Macron is accused of hiding cocaine in photo op with Starmer as truth behind it is revealed. Now, I first saw this on halturnerradioshow.com. Any images today, even video, film, what have you, they could say it's AI, all right? And that's why I don't understand why these people that they've got under the thumb with things like Epstein, and they say, oh, well, if you suddenly turn against us, then we'll release these videos of what you've been up to. Well, in this day and age, these people could just say, oh, that's AI, that's not me. You look up, I think it's Morgan Freeman. There's a famous video of him, and at the end he says, I'm not Morgan Freeman, I'm AI. And you wouldn't think it wasn't him. But the bigger picture for me here, firstly, was, you think about all these things. So the three people, apparently Macron is supposed to have had this cocaine, a bag of cocaine, and he quickly takes it away. Now, the mainstream media have been saying, oh, or the French government or whoever, oh, that was a tissue. Well, you know, what interests me the most about that is that when you hear all these stories about Zelensky being into cocaine throughout the independent media, alternative media, I've never heard the mainstream media talk about it. They just ignore it. But this one, they felt compelled to jump in very quickly. Because I was very surprised when I saw this headline at the top of the Daily Mail yesterday. I think I'd seen the article just the night before. So they jumped in quite quickly. No. Because there was also a spoon supposedly there as well. And they say, oh, that's a stirring spoon. They've got excuses for everything. We don't know. But when they start doing something that they haven't done before, i.e. they've never jumped in to rebut all the alternative media claims about Zelensky being a cokehead, it makes me quite suspicious. And it made me think of something else. I mentioned Epstein and the control by sex, blackmail, that sort of thing. Well, it's also a supply issue. If there are people out there, elite people who are paedophiles, they can't, it's very difficult for them to get what they want legally. So they need to work with people that can get it for them and not get them into any trouble. Well, if you go back to the formation of the Illuminati in 1776, there are four key points of the of four key principles, shall we say. And one of them is to get people via bribery or blackmail. And even Napoleon said that men are more easily controlled via their vices than their virtues. We can wind forward a few years to the Opium Wars. Now, the Opium Wars were when the British government, or British royal family, I'm sure the government were involved, and the Sassoon family were flooding China with opium. And when Chinese tried to kick it out of the country, they declared war on them. And they made them keep taking this opium. And we hear all these stories about the CIA, you know, running drugs into MENA, Arkansas, all these different things. Now, say, for example, we go back to the elites. And you're one of these elites, you try different things like that, and someone suddenly gives you this cocaine at an event, a party, something like that, and you're like, wow, that's like nothing I've ever had. Well, as we hear, cocaine, when it reaches the street, they call it stepping on it. And so the original dealer will cut it with something else, and then it'll go to someone else who'll cut it with something else. And generally, that each time, they cut it 50%. So by the time it reaches most people buying it on the street, it could only be like maybe 5, 10, 15, 20% pure. Now, if the governments are still importing and are behind the drug trade, if they are, I stress if, then could it be another way to control people who aren't necessarily interested in these paedophile activities, but they do like the high they get off certain drugs. Well, if you get it directly from the people bringing it in before it's been cut, you're going to get something far better than you would ever get on the street. And drugs also are addictive, are they not? So when you think about things like that, this is what I try and encourage people to do on this show, is just think for yourself, look at things going on, and think in your own mind. It's you know, it's a great possibility, isn't it? It doesn't mean that it's actually happening, but it makes you think about other ways that people can be controlled. And that's kind of what I was thinking about this morning when I looked at that story. And the other thing I've been doing, I've been going through my old archives of Daryl Bradford Smith. And I'm up to, I went through his 3-month period on Republic Broadcasting Network. And that ran from, I think, January till the end of March 2005. And then he disappeared for a while, but it turned out that he was hosting a program called the Midas Touch or the Midas Report or something like that on GCN, Genesis Communications Network. But I picked him up again in the August of 2005. I was just listening to him a show today where the New Orleans hurricane has just happened. You remember all that with all the flooding and the problems at the Superdome and stuff? And it really is quite fascinating to listen to some of these old shows, you know, that's going to be 20 years old, that show, later in the year. And I find it so much more interesting than much of the material that's being put out there today, which is why I go back and listen to these archives. Something that Daryl mentioned on the show was he claimed that there was an element in the Patriot Act that said it was against the law to store more than 2 weeks' worth of food at home. You'd be guilty of hoarding. Now, I've not heard that, but it's interesting to hear these things back. I haven't read the Patriot Act. Is he right? Is he wrong? I don't know, but it's something that you could look into if you feel so inclined. But I get a lot more pleasure these days out of listening to these archives, of as I've done with the Jeff Rentz show. Jeff Rentz, of course, you can actually go to rentzradio.com and you can become a subscriber. Doesn't cost very much, and they go all the way back to, I think the earliest ones are from 94. So over 30 years. And I found some real gems in there. There was an interview with Johnny Gosch's mother, Noreen Gosch. He was the kid that he was abducted as a child, and many people believe he reappeared as Jeff Gannon, who was working in the White House, and many people alleged was a male prostitute involved with George Bush. And I bring that up because last night Daryl Bradford Smith had her on. You see, I say last night on my phone, which was over nearly 20 years ago, but yeah. So all sorts of interesting stuff out there. Let's go over to the next article. You remember I talked about all this anti-tourist protests in Spain. And there was something going on in a bar where they had to drink a certain amount of shots, something like that. And it was, you know, the papers picked up on it because it was so bizarre that anyone would agree to do such a thing. But British tourists are very dumb people, let's just say that. Well, there's another bar in Benidorm, Spain, where you pay to get slapped in the face before you get given a shot of something. And the bar is the Wild Duck Benidorm. And it's, the customers get slapped across the face when they're buying shots. And the customers actually pay for this. Because this, this bar was, you know, obviously, well, there's a spokesperson for Wild Duck. They said the slap shot has become a hugely popular and iconic part of the Wild Duck experience. We always ensure that participants fully understand what the slap shot involves, and they are given the choice of a soft or harder slap. The videos you see are often edited to keep the fun, viral energy, but what's not always shown is that immediately afterward, our team checks in with the guests to make sure they're okay and they enjoyed the experience. As bar staff here, we genuinely want to give people the best possible experience, and if that includes having a slap shot, we won't disappoint. I mean, it beggars belief, doesn't it? I ask you. And again, well, I'm not sure on this one, because before I was like, well, is this another element of kick out the tourists? But these people are happily paying for it. Oh, yeah, here's the other one, because it links to another story here. The one I mentioned before is drinkers get shots for 50p if they can endure an electric shock. So, yes, there's all sorts of strange things going on there. Okay, so let's move on to, well, another story. I talked about West Yorkshire Police some time ago. They were saying that they were only going to be recruiting people from minority backgrounds. Well, the Met Police are now taking a leaf out of their book, because they're blocking white males from attending workshops that are designed to help minority groups, again, and females, get promotion. I remember, I don't know who it was, I presume it was my grandparents, but when all the immigration came in, the way it was sold to the British people was these people are coming in because they are here to do jobs that the British people don't want to do. Well, that's a fallacy and a lie on its face, because work, like anything, is governed by supply and demand. And you just need to increase what you're offering to increase the demand. To increase the supply of the workers, people would be willing to, well, actually, I would do that if I get paid that sort of money or what have you. So the whole thing is false. But this, again, this exclusion of indigenous British people makes you question if that was the idea all along, doesn't it? Of course, they won't say that. Oh, well, no, you know, times have changed. You know, we're all equal. We have to do this. Well, it doesn't sound equal, does it? If you're giving some group, if you're discriminating against one group of people. And it always seems to be the same group that they discriminate against, doesn't it? Okay. So, let's have a look and see what is going on right now in the mainstream media. Just going to check something here quickly, in case it's something I can bring up in the show. Yeah, I'm going to do this in a little while. Okay, so let's move over to Associated Press, apnews.com. See what's going on over here. Live updates. Trump arrives in the Middle East as crises flare in Gaza and Iran. He's also going to accept this free Air Force One replacement from Qatar. And there's all sorts of backlash against that. Did I mention that? I did look at the story. I don't know if I mentioned it on here, but it's worth looking up. It's got all this sort of ornate gold-type fittings and that inside. Basically, he ordered some new Air Force Ones when he was president, and Boeing, the woke company that they are, for some reason, are not able to deliver. Okay, and it just gets delayed and delayed and delayed. It wouldn't have anything to do with, you know, one has to look at how long was it between the order of the last Air Force One, the delivery. And then you have to look at the company, what's changed? And then you be the judge. Maybe it is the woke thing, maybe it isn't, maybe there's something else. But there's something clearly wrong. So he's lost patience. And Qatar have offered him this plane that's all kitted out how he wants it, full of gold stuff. I can't stand gold, folks. Whenever I used to wear jewellery, which was very rare, it would be silver. So, yeah, never been one for gold for some reason. Okay, so let's move over to BBC News. Should we have a look at their top 10 stories at the moment? I was clicking on some of their articles yesterday, funnily enough. And most of them, as you scroll down, you have the top 10 down the bottom at the right-hand side. But in many of them, that was missing. So, and then some of them, it was there. So I don't know if they're going to stop doing that. But we'll scroll down on the website. And they're here in the usual place. So, number 10, Israel denying food to Gaza is weapon of war, UN Palestinian Refugee Agency head tells BBC. Number 9, the view on immigration from a town transformed by it. Number 8, Starmer's robust language nods to immigration failures. Number 7, gold is booming, but how safe is it for investors really? I'm going to jump in here. What the key is that I was always told is take physical possession of it. Okay? But for someone like myself who has people walking in and out of his flat without his permission, I don't know how that would work for me. So if you're targeted, you know, even if you have a safe, I mean, these things are electronic. And if you think they haven't got something that just, it all, you know, easily opens that, I think that you are being a little bit optimistic. So take the physical delivery. That was what I was always told. If you buy a say you've got a certificate, then you might find another 100 people actually own that. That's what I've heard claimed on some of these independent alternative media shows. But gold seems to be the way to go at the moment, but it's not going to be for me. But at the same time, is it or isn't it? You know, it's very difficult when you look at things like Bitcoin and stuff going up and down, up and down. I'd definitely favour gold over Bitcoin. Definitely. Probably silver over gold, actually, because as I say, I prefer silver. But, yeah, it's all a question of making sure that you've got it. And if you have got it, you know, even if you were to store it in a safety deposit box where you think it's locked up, even those, you have to ask, what are they insured for? Because sometimes you will find, from my understanding, because I was in a bank called Metro Bank, and I was waiting, you know, when you're waiting around, so nothing to do, and they had leaflets, and they've got a big leaflet about safety deposit boxes. And I was quite interested, sort of, because I've never seen in a bank a leaflet about safety deposit boxes, so I sort of asked about it. And it turns out you've got to insure it yourself. And if the, you know, if the bank branch gets broken into, it gets taken. If you're not insured, then you won't get anything back. So that was what was told to me anyway, when I was in the branch in Epsom, where Epsom salts are from, and the Epsom Derby horse race. So yeah, I was just quite curious about that, because I'd never seen them advertised. Okay, so number 6. I've practiced being booed, Israel's Eurovision entry tells BBC. Number 5, rapper Tory Lanez stabbed 14 times in California prison attack. Number 4, fire at PM's home on day he is told it's time to deliver on migration. Number 3, Sycamore Gap pair were quizzed in homophobia case. Number 2, man arrested after fires at homes linked to PM Keir Starmer. And number 1, I was drugged and raped by my husband for years. Okay, so let's move on to Daily Mail. The top story, did he film women as he forced them into days-long drug-fueled freak-off sex parties, stamped on a girlfriend's head and dangled a woman from a balcony, his New York trial is told. Charming. Okay. Right, let's move on to, oh, they've got the third story down. It's a Mail Plus, though, okay? So this is Mail Plus. I'll give you the headline. The truth about Starmer and Macron's cocaine party on the train to Ukraine and the chilling message it tells us about the future. There's a video during the rounds. It is about 15 seconds long, has caused a hell of a stir, and was filmed on Saturday night on the late train from Poland to Ukraine. That's all I can tell you, because it's a Mail Plus article, and if you click on it, you won't see any more. You will have to pay, which I would certainly not dream of giving any money to the Daily Mail. Okay, so let's go over to RT.com. Western Europe's plans ended in complete fiasco, Moscow. The UK, Germany and France have failed to subdue Russia, Deputy Foreign Minister Sergei Grushko has said. And the picture on behind this main headline is of Starmer, Macron, Merz on that train again. So it's not going away. And there was actually an opinion piece I was looking at yesterday on RT.com. Got coke, just cope. Macron's Ukraine trip was powered by drug-like delusion. And it's a satirical type of piece. Of course, the West are claiming that this whole thing was Russian fake news, things like that. So RT.com, you're obviously going to get that side of it. But you be the judge. So let's move over to rents.com. See what is going on over there. Just waiting for that to load up. Scrolling down. The top story, a questionable American priest is the successor of Pope Francis. Then we've got Ritter, presumably Scott Ritter, Israel the greatest threat ever to America. And then Father Kramer has put a little article together. Prevost, that's the new pope, is the adversary of Christ. Below that we have a compendium of the new pope's woke tweets from the 2015 even to 2025, and leftists are in complete meltdown after Pope's brother shared a video calling Pelosi a drunk C..., and mocks crying libs with Trump derangement syndrome. Obama and Democrats, they suck. Brother of Pope Leo XIV is a huge Trump supporter who has praised Elon Musk and J.D. Vance. Okay, so a lot of interesting information there. Let's move on to HalTurnerRadioShow.com. The top stories here. Germany ultimatum to Russia. Moscow, you now have 5 hours. Well, nothing's actually happened out of that, because that was from last night. I saw that, I believe. China revealed when Biden came in, ignored trade commitments. And apparently China were able to get away with this, that and the other with Biden in, because they weren't really looking at what China were doing. That's what the article claims. The quintessential devil in the Russia-Ukraine conflict is out. And then we've got US and China slashing tariffs in 90-day trade war ceasefire. And I think what's happened is the US duties on Chinese goods will drop from 145% to 30%. And China are cutting tariffs on US imports from 125% to 10%. So now 90 days they've got to arrange some sort of truce between them that they are both prepared to accept. Okay, earthnewspaper.com. Now, that was why I paused a moment ago, because I had an email, and it was from Mark R. Elsis of earthnewspaper.com, because I'm a subscriber to earthnewspaper.com, and I'd already got the newsletter. And he only generally sends out one email a day, and that's the newsletter. So I thought, what's this? I thought it was a personal thing. But the subject title is Jaw-dropping BDS Sanctions Just Stunned Israel by Kerno Damo 1258. So that's obviously a video, and it's something that Mark believes is very important to look at, which is why he's devoted an email blast to show that to people. So let's scroll down to earthnewspaper.com, and that is the top story. It is May the 13th, 2025, date, and it is I believe it's a rumble. Yeah, it's a rumble. I'm just going to pause that, But yeah, it takes you to a Rumble channel, or you can play it directly on earthnewspaper.com. So I just mentioned that because obviously Mark thinks it's very important. So if you want to go over to earthnewspaper.com, then you can check that out. And also, if you want to get these emails like I do, they're not invasive, generally only one a day. It's the first time I'm aware of that I've had an extra one. You just scroll down on the right hand side and there is a subscribe to Free Speech, and you can subscribe and it's absolutely free, or you can support Mark on substack.com. So if you like what he does and you've got some money to spare, then please go over there. Becoming quite a poet today, aren't I? So let's go on to, or rather finish off with, the beforeitsnews.com top 10. So I'm just waiting for this to load up, and then we'll just scroll down. Sorry about the noise outside. Not at all invasive. Do you remember when you had, you used to have the sirens? Nino, Nino, like, but now it's just like, it's almost as if they want to make it as unpleasant as possible for people. Well, these are just emergency things to tell people to get out of the way. Really? It's funny how when I see an ambulance with their sirens blaring, they're going about 30 miles an hour. It's like their top speed. I don't see it going above that. And that's actually below the speed limit on the road that they're on anyway. So it's so laughable. But anyway, let's go into the Before It's News top 10. So, number 10 went up 4 hours ago, 88 people viewing. Dr. Lee Merritt, dangerous intel. They are going to try to take us all out. Number 9 went up a day ago, 94 people viewing. Juan O'Savin, dangerous intel. I'm naming names and exposing it all. They're going down. Number 8 went up 5 hours ago, 100 people viewing. WTPN situation update. Trump's executive orders. Gitmo update. Trump's global military. Number 7 went up 3 hours ago, 102 people viewing. Judy Byington, unredacted. Trump's military alliance activates final stage. Gazara is rolling. Number 6 went up a day ago, 104 people viewing. Alex Collier and Dr. Michael Salla disclosing never-before-heard US military secret intel. Number 5 went up 5 hours ago, 106 people viewing. Bo Polny, emergency broadcast. They are killing millions. Number 4 went up 6 hours ago, 160 people viewing. New X-22 report. Bongino, number 1 priority, saving the children. Deep state tracking cash. Panic. WW, does that mean World War? Sky event. Number 3 went up a day ago, 163 people viewing. Kim Gogwon, full situation update. Trump takes down Kabul, restores republic and constitution. Are you starting to see why I'm listening to alternative media shows from 20 years ago, folks, rather than this bilge? Number 2 went up 3 hours ago, 180 people viewing. David Nino Rodriguez, EBS alert, big events coming next few days. And number 1 went up 11 hours ago, and we know, sealed indictments, go orders sent, SA cut the strings, big pharma exposed prey. So I'll leave it to you to work out, and it's obviously the majority of these so-called alternative media articles are praising the President of the United States. What does that tell you about the state of the alternative or independent media today? Okay, that being said, I want to thank all of you for joining me today on this bonus episode of I'm Talking to You, episode 227, What Happened When Hitchcock Disobeyed Hitchcock's Law. I'll be back with you all on Saturday, if not before. And until then, folks, thank you for listening. Have a wonderful week, and bye for now.